It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history. A thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
Early September means college football. And down along Montlake Boulevard, the University of Washington Huskies are getting ready to play in their remodeled and expanded stadium. Though most of the structure is new, there's been a stadium on this same spot since 1920. And in nearly a century, it's played host to a lot more than football games. In 1923, President Warren G. Harding gave a speech at the stadium about the future of Alaska. The speech would barely be remembered, if at all, other than the fact it was to be Harding's last public address. The president was seriously ill, and he died in San Francisco a few days later. 20 years after that, FDR was president and the nation was at war. Civilians on the home front all over the U.S. were pressed into service to be ready for an enemy invasion. In Seattle, local civil defense authorities created a remarkably elaborate simulated attack using the Husky gridiron as the stage. The public was invited to come and watch.
The city of Seattle expressed this appreciation on the evening of June 13, 1943, with an outpouring of 35,000 citizens to witness a thrilling review at the University of Washington Stadium. This show, The Bombing of Seattle, is a small-scale reproduction of what can happen in any city of America.
Bombers flew overhead, mock buildings burst into flame, and make-believe chemical weapons rained down on pretend victims played by students. Medics and firefighters rushed to the aid of people and property, with fire trucks and ambulances, and an army of volunteers pitching in to help. It would be decades before anything quite so dramatic would take place at Husky Stadium again. But one reliable source for edge-of-the-seat suspense has always been the annual matchup with cross-state rivals, the Washington State Cougars. The game between the Huskies and Cougars dates back to 1900. Eventually, the annual contest was named the Apple Cup. It was a weekend before Thanksgiving, back in 1963, and the big game was set for Saturday. And then the news came.
President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
In the wake of JFK's death that Friday in Dallas, the Apple Cup was postponed. A week later, the Huskies beat the Cougs at Montlake 16-0. Husky football has been something of a roller coaster throughout the history of the stadium. From the highs of Rose Bowl appearances and national championships, to the lows of losing streaks and off-field troubles for coaches and players. Husky fever. But Husky Stadium also created a little history of its own, though it was in the stands, not on the field. During a game against Stanford on Halloween 1981, many credit former Husky Yell King Rob Weller for the invention of the loud and synchronized cheer known as the Wave. It wasn't long before the Montlake-born Wave reached the shores and sports fans of every continent. And back home, Husky fans have kept cheering even through the tough times and kept coming back to Husky Stadium for football, soccer, and track and field. In the mid-80s, the University of Washington decided to add more seating capacity with a major addition on the north side of the field. The bigger capacity was a boon to ticket revenue and also helped Seattle land the 1990 Goodwill Games.
Breathtaking, record-breaking, memory-making. The 1990 Goodwill Games in Seattle.
This Cold War-era Olympics-like event brought athletes from around the world and thousands of spectators to the Pacific Northwest. Husky Stadium hosted the opening ceremonies.
My young friends, you are our future. I know the world will be in your good hands. And now, it is my great privilege to officially open the 1990 Goodwill Games by saying, good luck and God bless you all.
And though former President Ronald Reagan got a lot of applause that day, the crowd did not break out into a spontaneous wave. I'm Felix Bonnell for this Not Just Inc.